Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Crowds will gather. That's why you should love the anointing. Yeah. Revelations chapter 4, Bible says that, and after all these things, I looked, and I saw a door open in heaven, and a voice said, come up hither. This morning, I'm excited to announce to you that after all these things, there's a man that God has prepared. He has spent the greater part of his life being the channel for the voice of God. And he's here to speak the mind of God and to transport us from one level to the other. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're as excited as I am, I want you to put your hands together.
Come on.
Make some noise.
Yes.
Give a shout.
Yes.
And let's welcome to this pulpit the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogoh. Make some noise.
Hey. Come on. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. It's good to see you in church.
Oh, yes.
It's a great thing. I don't want you to add your coming to church to the things you take lightly in your life. You know, there are many things we trivialize in our lives. We trivialize opportunities. We trivialize people. We trivialize seasons. If you are in church, you must see it as a very, very great thing you've done today.
working.
I feel I need to spend some time talking to God. And I feel it's urgent. So I want to preach something short. I can sense God wants to speak to me. I can hear his voice from afar. I want to go and he has some instructions for me. I need to listen to it. So I don't think I want to spend too much time preaching today. This morning. I hear his voice. And I can hear him giving me instructions. I've just heard him rebuke me about something. And I'm hearing instructions. But I think that last night I was interesting. Last night I was going to preach about the art of hearing. And the Holy Spirit told me it's not time, that I have some unfinished business. So I want to finish that business. And then you need to know how to hear from God. Otherwise, your life will be derailed. You'll go off. But I'm so happy that we are in church together. And I hope you are also happy to be in church.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Ask your neighbor, are you happy to be in church? Oh, by the way, let's appreciate Helen. That was a very, very, very powerful. Oh, clap properly. You are used to her singing, not so. I haven't heard her sing solo before. She's a very good singer. Reverend Akins began the message I'm preaching today. I couldn't believe my ears when he quoted Revelation 4:1. King James. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, last week, I began to preach about the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Holy Spirit.
And I'm ending today. You see? A door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, the first voice was like a trumpet. And it said, come up.
Come
where?
Up.
Come where?
Up.
I can't hear you.
Up.
Come where?
Up.
My dear friends, your place in God is up. Come where? That's why he told you, you are coming up. A Christian has no other place in life except where?
Up.
Say, my place is up. Write it down. Type, my place is up. Therefore, any devil assigned to me to mark me and keep me at the bottom of life, I curse that power. I destroy that power.
Amen.
And I bind it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My place is up. My place is up. My place is at the top. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Because you are going to soon learn that He is the one. He is the one. A believer is not supposed to be at the bottom of anything. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. And hath raised us up together. Has raised us where? At the bottom. He has raised us where? Up. And made us sit together in the valley of the shadow of death. Baby girl, where are we supposed to sit together? Where? Heavenly places. Kuta kuta kayaba. Manisubi madahasa. Randa moshki bi malanda hasuni. Makanta supa. Any power that wants to deploy itself,
Jesus,
to keep you at the bottom.
Jesus.
Shanama.
Professor.
Posti malinda baba. Stambroski mandi mahasa. Mando in Christ Jesus. Did you say bottom? Did you say valley? Hey, yeah. Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear because He is with me. And because He's with me, He will lift. By the time it is over, my head is anointed, the oil is overflowing, and a table has been set before me.
Come on.
Anybody listening to me who is down in a valley somewhere,
Jesus,
today is the last day.
Amen.
I said, today is the last day.
Amen.
I came this morning with power,
yes,
to winch you up.
Yes.
Shout up.
Up. Professor. Oh, Jesus. Professor.
Life has ups and downs. Ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs. But the end is not a down, it's an up. When David began in Psalm 23, he was up. I shall not want. I need nothing. Suddenly, he finds himself in the valley of the shadow of death, gloom and doom. But by the time it's over, a table has been prepared. His head overflows. His cup overflows. He is dwelling in the house of the Lord. Anybody who wants to keep you in a nightclub. Anybody who wants to keep you with Indian hemp smokers. Anybody who wants to keep you with a boy who is not married to you. Playing with your body. Playing games with your body. Pleasuring himself with your body. I declare today it marks the end.
Amen.
You have no idea the power that has been released in this room.
Professor. Oh. Kadivini mashapala de veketus.
Don't worry if you are down. you are coming up.
Amen.
Shout, I'm coming up.
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 I'm coming up. Oh, yes. Oh, Professor.
My dear sisters, my dear brothers, in this life, the place God has prepared for you is up. He raises you up. And when you are tired and you want to sit down, where you sit is in heavenly.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love it. Hallelujah.
I'm feeling some feelings.
Oh, Professor.
Oh, I'm feeling some feelings.
I feel it too.
Sadakata. Steph, listen to me carefully. Your place, baby girl, is not at the bottom. You, this girl, you are at the top. You are at the top.
Amen.
You are at the top.
Professor.
Ayaba. The only condition you must fulfill to be at the bottom of life is to separate yourself from God and to the agents he has sent into your life. In Matthew 5, Jesus was speaking and he pointed to his people and said, you are a city set on an hill.
You are prophesying.
Where? An hill. A city set on an hill. On top.
On top.
Baby boy, on top.
On top.
Anybody who finds himself or herself down somewhere is on a journey. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on an hill. Come out! If you are at the bottom, then you are on your own. God has never predestined you to be at the bottom. If you find yourself at the bottom, it means that something went wrong. Something went wrong. And he has sent me as an agent of your transformation.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, when God saves you, mommy, everything he gives you is to take you to the top. To the top. To the where? To the top. Top, 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 top,
top, top,
top. Say, top, top, top. Mommy, top. Even if everybody in your family is at the bottom, you alone.
Professor.
The church is at the top. Micah 4:1. Habba. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the bottom.
No.
Kai, kai, kai.
Hey, you are prophesying.
Show me my. It's too late. Tell a friend,
it's too late.
You can't go down.
You can't go down.
Imagine I am in the house of God. And the house of God is at the top of the mountain. Now, watch. The church is not the only mountain. The University of Ghana is a mountain. Bank of Ghana is a mountain. Echo Bank is a mountain. Parliament is a mountain. The presidency is a mountain. But the house of the Lord is located at the top.
Come on, professor.
Look, I don't know where you got this idea from, that your place is at the bottom. God has never had that idea about you. Never. He has never had that mind that Akos will be at the bottom. No. No. So even in Revelation, when the voice came, he said, come where? Up! Today, sir, it marks the beginning of your upward rise.
Amen.
I said of your upward rise.
Amen.
I said of your upward rise.
Amen.
I said of your upward rise.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, this is where the preaching begins. This is where the preaching begins. So if you can sit down, I'll start preaching. The top where you must be. Is your predestined end. Your what?
My predestined end.
That's the end God has planned for you. To get there, it takes more than a scripture. Your place is at the top of the mountain. Your place is where? At the top. Mommy, it's at the top. At the top. Most of you here are at the bottom of the mountain. You see, because to climb to the top, you need to be powered. You see, the Christian life, I'm preaching now. This is the now of the preaching. The Christian life is an uphill life that only propels you to the top. Everything you do as a believer, every prayer you pray, every scripture you read, every fasting you fast, anything you do as a believer propels you to the top. Our journey is a journey to the top. And the reason why many of you are at the bottom is that you lack the power to climb. The power to climb is not in you. Preaching, baby. I'm preaching, baby. Right. 90% of the church, the body of Christ, is at the bottom. Most of you have no power to do anything as a Christian. Anything we find you doing as a Christian has been organized. You see, like when you sit in church, you can be deceived into thinking that you came to church. You didn't come to church. You were organized to come to church. You say, I should end the preaching. I should stop preaching.
You've just started.
If somebody had not woken up early today and found money to pay for a bus, you would never be in church. You are organized to come to church. We have to organize you to pray. We have to organize Bible study. We have to organize you to anything you do that is Christian has to be organized. One of these Sundays when we are feeling good, we will declare no bus Sunday. No bus. Obana, we want to see whether you can come to church on your own. Show your power Sunday. Yeah, we will soon have a show your power. Because you are not sitting there because you came to church. You are here because somebody organized you to come to church. You are powerless.
Come on.
Show your power Sunday. I have never been organized to go to church.
Come on.
I lived inside Takrade, inside Lagos town. I will walk to Nazareth School Junction. Walk Sunday morning. With my Bible. Walk. Then I'll take Trotro from Nazareth School Junction near Airport Road straight to Market Circle. Those days it was SSB, in front of SSB. That was the last stop, not the Trotro station. Kusimintim was on that side and Ifikuma was on that side. When I get down SSB, then I start. I'm walking to GSTS. Walker inside police quarters, up, Baptist Church, up, literally climb up. I did it 3 times every week. We had 2 weekday services. Tuesdays and Thursdays were teaching services. Then Sunday I went. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Saturday we went for counselors meeting. Basin? What are you talking about? This one cannot marry. All the money he must use for engagement, he has used to pay for buses. You are cheap. I said, soon we will come show your power Sunday. Yeah. I mean, where I lived in Takrade and where my church was, it's also like coming from, let's say, if this is OEB, coming from Nungwa. The walking and the bus ride and the walking home. This type of bogus Christianity, powerless Christianity. That's why most of you are at the bottom. You cannot climb. Anything a Christian must do to rise, you can't do it. You can't pray. You can't even use your own money to buy a Bible. You can't. But you can use your own money for betting. Give me space. You can use your money to bet, but you can't use your money. But I use my own money to buy a Bible. I bought it. Show your power. From today, imagine the Christian life as a mountain. The intention of God is to put you, sir, at the top. And that climb is entirely yours. All he does is to bring you to the bottom of the mountain. All he does is to bring you to the base. And you got to climb, baby. You can't. Any girl you say no to is helping your climb. Any girl. Any man whose phone call you cut is helping your climb. So any man whose phone call you cut is helping. I said the climb is, and it's your solo effort. I'm preaching. So you can't do anything. You can't do anything. We have to buy a Bible for you. Open the Bible. Explain the verses. Put the verses into your mouth. And slap you left and right. And shake the verse. And add water. And say, swallow the water. Powerless. No power to fast. I said, imagine the Christian life to be a what? A mountain. I'm preaching. And all God does is to put you at the base. The masses are at the base. Anybody who gets born again is brought to the base. And your growth is determined. Oh, I'm preaching. Your growth is determined by your ability to rise. Your growth is not determined by how many years you spend at the base. 20 years at the base is still base. So we are smokers and drinkers, and we are with sexy girls and fooling with them. Get down on it. Get down on it. So we are here at the back. That's where the nightclubs, the girls and the babies and all the guys, the drinking, it's all here. Then when you get born again, watch me. When you get born again, you are moved from there. Not to the top of know nothing, but you are moved from here. To the base. Then you have to start climbing. So, you will notice that those at the base are at the same level with the drunkards. Have you noticed? Again. Those here a freshly born again Christian is not different from a drunkard. In fact, if you dare to remain here for more than necessary, before you know, you're at the back. Because there's nothing. You're at the same level. How do I know? I know it because the Bible tells me that where the new converts are is the same place where the fornicators are. The same level. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. You see, the spiritual guys are at the top or headed for the top. They are climbing up. They are up. And I could not relate with you as a spiritual person. But as what? But as unto what? Carnal. Carnal is the unbeliever. This type of worldly Christians. They are not different. So, you know, in school, you find some SU members. They lead prayer on Tuesday evening before prep at the SU meeting. They moderate the service. Then Saturday, record night. As the unbelievers are jamming, they see that Brother Rascally is also coming. When he enters the auditorium, they're giving him fans. Rascally. Meanwhile, he's an SU moderator. Say same level. Type same level. Same level. Say it again, sir.
Krife psyche.
So he's Krife by his psyche. Psyche. Unbelievers are going for beach party. Krife psyche is with them. And if the Krife guys are also going to waiting on God, he's also there with them. Oh, boha boha. That brother is not different from an unbeliever. They are the base. He said, I wanted to talk to you like spiritual people, but I could not. I could only relate with you as carnal, worldly, fleshly. Even as unto what? Babes. So babes are not different from carnal people. That's why the babes are at the base. The babes are at the base. I said the babes are at the base. If you come to the base of the mountain, the babes are there. Anybody you find at the bottom is a babe. Your attempt to rise and scale up to the top, your Matthew 5:14 top, is what makes you a spiritual person. And many of you at the base. I was like, your light is not shining. Where you work, they must see 10 unbelievers. Me, wherever I have worked, I've been a shining star. I mean, secularly. And there's not even one person I have worked for or under that when I was leaving, the person was happy. Never. I don't know. I'm here to, I mean, not Christian. When I'm not pastor, world in the world as a Christian. Today, I came here to prophesy your rise. Your what? Because if you remain at the bottom, you stand the risk. Many people sitting here are actually glorified unbelievers. I'm telling you in English language. They are unbelievers who has been in church for so long a time that they have the looks, they have the morphology, they have the form, but the power to be a Christian, I'm a bear. I'm a bear. My church mother has given me fans. Okay. Oh, say what? I'm preaching well? That's all. So your opinion doesn't matter to me. Once she says I'm preaching well. Okay. Ask your neighbor, when are you going to start climbing? If we are 1,000 here, about 700 people at the base. Oh, sorry. About 950. And who are those at the base? The babes are at the base. The babes are at the base. But from today, From today, I see that you are climbing. I said, you are climbing. You are climbing. You see, why are they at the base? They are at the base because they lack the power you need to climb, to scale up. You see, to go up the mountain, you must be powered up. And that power is not the power of Banku, or the power of being around for a long time, or the power of knowing the pastor, or the power of knowing how to sing. It is the power of the Spirit. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. And the next verse, so who art thou? Oh, great mountain. You know, the most powerful word in Zechariah 4:7 is the word Zerubbabel. It's the most important word. You see, because it is only before Zerubbabel, not before Michelle, not before Yas Antoine. It's a before can you put your name here? Can you put your name here? It's only before, it's not before everybody. Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. That is, I will climb you as if I'm walking on the bare ground. There are two ways you can flatten a mountain. You flatten it by flattening it. Or you flatten it. Why do you say people have conquered Everest? Did they flatten Everest? Everest is still there, but they scaled to the summit. I see you scaling to the summit. I see you rising to the top. Whatever you will need to make it to the top, I see you planting your flag at the top and shouting, I made it! Nakutaba. Sekatuniba. It is by the Spirit. What powers your rise? The power you need to do the things you need to do to climb is power that comes not from attending Wesley Girls High School. It's not power that comes from being a lecturer in Legon, but it is power that comes from the sweet Holy Spirit. That's why when you get born again, Jesus Christ is giving you together with the power of God. But some people, when they get Jesus Christ, they open the top of Jesus and empty the power somewhere. And all they have is the bottle. Have you not seen lavender bottle before? Perfume bottle. There's no perfume in it, but it's still standing there. Many of you are just perfume bottles. There's nothing in you. The only thing left of you is the name you have that you are a Christian. It's a phone. To climb up, if it is Switzerland,
I'll be there.
You go to the top. You must be powered. We go by cable cars. If it's Cape Town, cable cars. To see the view, the panoramic view of Cologne,
I'll be there.
With the cathedrals, Gothic cathedrals. We go by cable car in Cologne. We go to the church, Cologne Cathedral. Then we also use cable car. And that's where you see that cathedral is not the only one. It is littered everywhere. The vista is amazing. To climb, that's why you can't do anything. You have no Holy Ghost. You are surprised why you can't say no to the boy. You have no Holy Ghost. You can't come to church. If someone doesn't organize a bus, you won't be in church. You're not a Christian. You are a canal. You are at the bottom. You can't wake up on your own at 5 a.m., 4 a.m., have your all night. You are praying. The power to do that, it comes from the Holy Spirit. I told you last week, and I don't have any shame repeating myself, that the power comes from the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You only receive power to climb. Is that John 1:12? Power to become. Power to go to the top. That power comes from the Holy Ghost. You receive power after the Holy Ghost comes. That is when you become witnesses. I told you last week that word witnesses, it's not just preachers or teachers or sharers of Jesus. The word witness is not just going about preaching. No. A witness is a witness. It's like when people see you, they see the evidence of God's power. Yes, Santuapa is not having sex anymore. It's a witness that God's power can keep a girl's legs adducted. Adducted. What? Edwin Ogo is preaching. A stammerer who could not mention his own name is preaching. Yes! I'm a witness. That when the power of God enters you, your stammering is dissolved.
Your weaknesses are put aside. Be awake. When people see you, they must see somebody who can stop betting. That makes you a witness. Stop the fornication. No matter how many men you slept with every week, you can stop the fornication. As soon as you stop, then you become a witness that the power of God can make a fornicator into a clean, dry. That's a witness. Not somebody with a t-shirt going about preaching. Witness is not preaching. Maybe only, it's not only preaching. In fact, very little of it. Ask for. Say, there's nothing about hearing. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they took note of them, and that they were unlearned men, they took note of them, that they had been. When they did what? When they heard how he preached. Oh, there's a place where they hear you preach and say, wow, he preached not like the scribes. But this time, when they saw, may the area boys who were blowing you left, right, and center, may they now see you with a Bible going to church. They brought money. You say no. He has removed the pennies to show you. You are missing this. He said, never again. I should stop preaching.
No.
Oh, sorry, sir. Please continue.
This is the message. That's a very good message. This is the message.
Yes. Evidence. When you're showing evidence.
What a word. Preaching.
I was into pornography.
Come on.
Hardcore. So I stand there as a witness that the power of God can stop. And it's not because I'm over 50 years old. Don't try. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Mm-mm-mm. I don't want to talk too much. Caffeine, I can't cry. Your mind is that because I've crossed with you. When I see pornography, I see them like bamboo sticks. And it's like. When I see a beautiful girl, I can't relate. That it's like she looks like a baobab tree with purple leaves at the bottom. Omalewa. Look at me carefully and ask yourself, do I look like an expired good? But there is a power at work. When will the boy knock on your door? And when you open and you see him, you shut the door. And you, when he knocks again, you open and you sing. The things are... Sorry, you are a girl. The things I hear so dumb, I do them no more.
Yes.
Now, when are we going to see evidence that the power of God is real? When? Ask her. When? Said now. When are we going to see a dancing star who doesn't watch pornography? No, I'm asking, when will we see a dancing star who dances and also oversees 5 bacentes? And it's a dancing star. He brings 70 people to church and is dancing. When? You're not a witness. Dancing doesn't make you a witness. Opumero, Opumero. Doesn't make you a witness. Let's see preaching power, ministry power, healing power. Ask the mother, when was the last time you sent your daughter with a basket to the market? She said, I don't remember. So when can we also ask you, when was the last time you fornicated? And you say, I don't remember the last time. I don't remember. At least I know that it was 15 years ago. I fornicated with a brother on top of a tree. Since then. I should stop preaching.
This is the message. This one is more than fornication. This one is more than fornication. Thank God.
We are preaching. No, 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 no. Hello, sir, sir. Stop this bogus witnessing. Wait. Romans 10, 9 and 10, John 3, 16, Acts 1, 8, you go about, you say, I'm in Makanem. Jesus loves you. No. Your life. Your life. Let your light so shine. That's a witness. And the last time I checked, most of you here have no power to be a witness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I used to like boys. Even first year university, they caught me in the staff common room. I was having sex with a lecturer. By second year, I slept with the SRC president and all the executives. But thank God, one day I met a brother who led me to Jesus. And when I got born again, suddenly the Holy Ghost took that desire. It's been 3 years now. I've never touched. It's last week that my father's friend held my left breast. And I said, Mpa, you must respect yourself. And I brush his hand off. It's been 3 years. Praise the Lord. Power! We need witnesses. That you can sing and bring healing. We need witnesses that a medical student can oversee 3%. We need witnesses. That is the power to climb. And many of you. Today, I'm going to sit down, but I won't do that without teaching you the most powerful way the Holy Ghost comes into your life. Do you want to know? Or I should stop. You want to know? I told you he comes when you ask. He comes when you are obedient. Acts 5:32. Whom God had given to those who obey. But today, I'm giving you one. That one is numero uno. The number. It is higher than prayer. It's the top, 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 top. Do you want to know? Or you want to go home? The 95% of you who are babes at the base and can't climb to the top, to your predestined top, the 99.9 of you who can't climb is because you lack the Holy Spirit. He's the one who powers you up. He makes you pray. He makes you read your Bible. He makes you fast. He makes you use your money to buy a Bible. Now, how does the Holy Spirit come to a Christian? Oh, yes. It's there. The Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. It's there in Luke 11:13. It's there. To them that ask. Luke 11:13. To them that ask. But there is one of them that is higher than any of these. Do you want to know? Yes. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Give her the microphone to read. Read. Give her the microphone to read. Acts 2:38.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Listen to me. I'm about to sit down. From now till you die, this is how the Holy Ghost comes to a person. You see, the Holy Spirit is holy and is spirit. So he only relates with people who are spiritual. And then he is holy. He doesn't relate with people who are not holy. So we might want to ask ourselves, what is the meaning of holy? Holy does not mean not fornicating. Holy does not mean not betting. Holy means something. Do you want to know what holy means? What it says, something is holy. He's a holy God. These are holy utensils. What is the meaning of holy? Holy means special. In fact, the real meaning of the word holy is one. O-N-E.
One.
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 Many of you are not one. I'm coming down, baby. Many of you are not one. You are two. You are chamber and hall. I'm preaching, baby. You are two. God, he is all or nothing. That's what many of you who think you have God, it is the day you stand before him, he will tell you, I never knew you. God is not a 99% God. The reason why he sent Jesus Christ was that he was the only son he had at that time. If he had 50 sons, he would have sent 50 sons to die. He gives us his all. While you are giving him only your Sunday, you are sitting here on Sunday looking holy and looking nice. On Monday evening, you'll be squeezing a girl's buttocks at a club. Is it becoming tensions? Is it becoming tensions? You are sitting here last night, 11 p.m. You are doing ooh, ah, ah, ay, 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 ay. You are not one, you are two. I'm teaching. Your phone is not one. You've got Joe Metal, First Love Music, Daughters of Glorious Jesus, PSA Esther. And you also have got Stone Boy, Miss V. God, hey, let me tell you as I end, you are ego who you one day. As you've got eight of your toes in the church and two are in town, God, he's all. He wants all of you. That's why we sing that song. All to Jesus I surrender. To him I freely give. Oh, we don't give God our head and chest and waist and our legs are in the fetish priest. We give him all. Evening, a boy will be squeezing your breast. This evening by 7 p.m. A boy, you are here. 1, 2, 3, 4. These four rows. This evening.
He's waiting in the room. He's waiting in the room. Come on.
Say holiness unto the Lord. Look, God doesn't like to. He's a jealous God. Huh. Some of you only know a jealous beloved. Or a jealous wife. Or a jealous husband. You don't know. God, he doesn't like sharing you with anybody. God, 99% is fail. You failed. 99.8% is fail. It's as good as zero. God wants 100 all your days. So the Holy Spirit, he comes to those who are holy. Holy means you are one. By you are in the church, you give offerings, and you are also betting with the money. So your finances is not all. It's not holy. Your money is not holy. Yeah. In fact, the prostitutes are called tutu. Tutu. Many of you are tutu Christians. Prostitute Christians. Tutu. The Then Peter said, my dear, color repent. I'm ending now. Repent, that's all. You see, God doesn't want to come and meet you mentioning his name and also mentioning your boyfriend's name. Yeah. We can take a video of you. You are in the church. You are worshiping. We love you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I love you. 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 That in the evening, you're also mentioning Papa Kwame. Papa Kwame. Hey, Kwame. Kwame. As you saw preaching. That is why the Holy Ghost there, look at me, you will never have the Holy Ghost because you are rubbish. He doesn't like rubbish. Yes. He is likened to a dove. A what? A dove. You remember when the flood came and it stopped? Noah sent a raven, a black bird. It went, it didn't come back. Why? Because it's got some dead bodies to settle on. Then he sent the dove. And the Bible says that the dove did not find anywhere for its feet. Because as it is landing, it's, ah, this is a dead body. Anywhere, dead animals. So it went back to Noah. Many of you, when the Holy Ghost is coming to settle on you, as it's coming from whom, that is, as it lands, it sees, it smells pornography. Yes. He's coming to rest on you. Then as it's coming, he sees a man's fingerprints on your breast. Hey! Are you married? Ah! Where are the fingerprints from? Then he flies away. If you want the Holy Spirit, listen to me. There is a word we have not used in the church. And that word is repent. It's a word. Repent means turn around and walk away from. It's a strong word. There's a life you were living as an unbeliever. When you come to Jesus, you got to turn around. If you are watching pornography, you have to turn away from. First of all, to make a U-turn, you have to stop. And then you turn. Repent does not mean stop. Repentance is not. Doesn't mean to stop. That's not repentance. Repent means stop and move away from. If you are fornicating with a boy and you meet Jesus, you don't still keep the boy around you. You stop, yes, but you move away. The moving away from is as important as the stopping. Some of you, repentance, maybe you must use yam phone. You are moving away from pornography. You are moving away from pornography. I don't know. I feel I should stop preaching because you guys are angry with me. Oh, they left the church. Oh, okay. So I can continue. Just 5 minutes. I'm explaining to you today why the Holy Spirit is with somebody powering his climb, but you don't have him. The reason is that you don't know repentance. On Friday, we learned 23 ways people say sorry. You hurt somebody. To say in English, I will not talk to you like this again. You start making nice stew. Your favorite stew. Listen to me. Repentance, it means stopping and separating yourself from. You cannot keep certain friends. You separate yourself from. That's repentance. Without moving away. That, you see, that centrifugalness. If it's not there, you have not repented. Because the truth is that once you are around that girl, chances are that it will start again. Move away from the friends. That is repentance.
Away from.
You stop. And you move away. Move away. From those pages on Instagram. Special pages where they only have girls with big breasts. Girls with big buttocks. Telegram accounts that are private. Some of you belong to private Telegram accounts. Separate yourself. Move away. Otherwise, you will never have the Holy Spirit with you. He doesn't settle on dead bodies. Many of you are ballerized Christians. You are baller. Repent means that those songs you used to listen to, you stop listening to them. And you see, you move away from them by now moving towards gospel, pure gospel. So you can't say you've repented when you are still sleeping in the same room with a girl. Yes, you've not slept with her for 5 months. But she's going to release some panties. Eh? Okay, maybe. I don't like.
Please finish. Sorry.
Your pastor is not here. He has invited me to come and preach. Then you are rejecting my preaching that you don't want me. I have a church. I'm not a pastor looking for preaching appointments. I'm preaching. You don't want to preach. You are reject. I feel rejection of the message. I should preach. When you repent, it means you must move from the room and go to Isabella and be with her and make sure you don't sleep with Isabella's father. Because you are very sneaky. Listen to me. And I think I must thank you. Thank you for stopping me, preventing me from ending, because I've not said something I should say. No. Let me tell you. Repentance is not an act that you carry out on the day of your salvation. It's a lifestyle you live to the end. It's not an event. Repentance. At every level, there are things you turn away from. Because you see, as human beings, just imagine you are on your laptop, you are working, they are asking for some data, you are working, you are doing some work, and as you are working, suddenly, then a girl just comes and shakes her breast at you like that. It's like you wear your glasses. What did I see? That it disappears. Okay, then you are working. You are working. Excel sheet. You are putting the figures and so on. Then suddenly, then now it's the bottle that is shaking.
What is this?
What is this problem?
I don't want this problem.
But this time, you notice where it went to. So you click that. Then you see sexymama.com. Now you have put the Excel files away. And you are now looking, licking your lips. Okay. Meanwhile, you are a constituency overseer. You are a what? Constituency overseer. So, what do you do? What do you do? You repent. That I will never, the next time I'm changing the laptop.
That's right.
And if it comes again, I will work offline. And if it comes again, I'll tell my supervisor that I don't like this job. Because I must move away from these colored pictures. That's repentance. I mean, we've had a prayer meeting. That's why I'm saying that, mommy, repentance is not only for new converts. It should be a lifestyle. We've had a fasting and prayer. We've closed. You are going home. The only person who lives in your area is Evans. It's who?
Evans.
And he is also a proper Christian. Who is also a gentleman. And wouldn't want to abandon you, Sasabi, in the middle of the Sasabi. No. He has to walk you to your house. Four houses to your house. It's an uncompleted house. Suddenly, two dogs come from the opposite house. Then Evans does this. But you are not Evans. You are frightened out of your clothes. So you hold him. Has he left? Have the dogs left? Are the dogs there? Evans! Have they left?
No.
Have they left?
No.
Have they left? Evans' hands are now inside your brazier. Look. You don't know when your own will come. Then Evans stops. He says, what is this? He says, I'm showing you how to have the Holy Ghost. I'm preaching. It's not because of what you've done, but your ability to turn away. You are still concerned about Betty. So when you go home, you pick your phone and you call Stella. Stella, tomorrow, because it's 30 days fast. 30 days. And if every night, dogs will chase you. By the end of the fast, she'll be pregnant. So you call Stella and say, Stella, please, try and take Jifa home. If it's money you need, I'll give you money. So when the fast ends and we get to the gate, that is repentance. Another brother will now go and look for a Google form, Google map, for areas around the house that have no houses. And you pass through and where the dogs are. We listen to songs we shouldn't listen to. We watch movies we shouldn't watch. But your ability to say, I will not watch this again. I won't listen to this again. I won't do this again. And I'm turning away from this thing. It is that singular habit that qualifies you to receive the Holy Spirit in your life. Many of you, when you make a mistake, you don't repent. You continue in them. By this time, you shouldn't be watching pornography. It's not that you are a shepherd and so if you watch pornography, God kills you. Accidentally, you were on the you are online and you saw something and you looked at it for 2 minutes. Accidentally. But now, it must not become a lifestyle. You tell yourself, never again. I'm moving away from this. I'm stopping. That's repentance. That's repentance. That's repentance. But to continue disqualifies you. Any sin you perpetuate disqualifies you from having the Holy Ghost. You went for an outdoor and they were sharing drinks and you took something. Not that it's gin. You were also a gin expert before. You were drinking a thing, said gin. Then you downed everything. What do you do? You tell the Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But next time I go to a party and they give me something, I'll put my finger in it and... Okay. It's obolo. With milk. From today, may no sin keep you in that sin. When you fall, rise again. So rejoice not over me, my enemy. Because when I fall, anybody here who has fallen, rise up. That boy has been playing with you. Today, as I'm preaching, you feel that you are in a wrong relationship. That is it. You are the one. Read the Bible carefully. The girls God used were bad girls. For there's a book, Bad Girls of the Bible. Bad girls.
So you, what you have done, you are a junior cadet. Some of these ladies sitting here as lady pastors and whatever, you don't know where they have been. The men God used, they were bad. Paul was a killer. David, he killed his own assistant pastor and took his wife. My dear friend, that thing you've done or you've been doing cannot disqualify you. The only way you'll be disqualified from the Holy Ghost is your persistence and your continual practice of that sin. But today you can turn around and say, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Many of you from today, you must break, come out of friendships. Anything you know doesn't help you, exit. I'm showing you how to get that machine that propels you to the top, because your place is at the top and you don't climb as a solo effort. Yes, it's your effort, but everybody climbing has a machine. You can turn away. Masturbation. Oh, God still loves you. God still loves you. Just go and see a pastor. This is my problem. Prays with you and shows you practically what not to do and what to do. Yes. It is, listen to me. It is your persisting in that thing, persisting in the thing that disqualifies you. The Holy Ghost wants to enter your life, He wants to come upon you. He's using me and He wants to use you too. He's using her and wants to use you too. Come out! Then Peter said, repent. And because you've stayed for too long, let me give you a jar.
Like it.
It is, and be baptized. Be baptized. And it's not Holy Ghost baptism. It's not Holy Ghost baptism. How do we know? Because it is after baptized that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes on those who have been baptized already. So what is baptized? To be baptized means, like how we do water baptism, we put you inside the water fully. And when you are coming out, it's your resurrection. The word baptized means to be fully immersed. Many of you have not been baptized in the church. Part of your body is in the church. Part of your body is in the world. Part of your life. To be baptized means that all your 7 days are for God. Not weekends are for God, and the other days are for a bank manager sleeping with you at Ogwa Hills. To be baptized means to be fully in the church. Many of you sitting here are not fully in the kingdom. Part of you belongs to the world. Baptized, not even one finger sticks out of the water. Everything is inside. Repent and be baptized. That is, enter with all your life. All your friends must be in the kingdom. All your friends. Nobody here is allowed to have Christian friends and non-Christian buddies. You are not allowed. You are not baptized then. And therefore, the Holy Ghost will never come. And therefore, you will be at the base of the mountain as a babe. Be baptized. Where are your friends? Your phone must be baptized. That is, everything on your phone is Christian. If you check your search list, online search list, we should find all the websites you've been to are no-nonsense websites. Not sexy mama. Blackbodies.com. Listen. If you have just come here, you see, the pastor preaching to you has lived this life for 40 years. 40 years. I have a few things to tell you. Anybody around with some very flimsy commitment to the church, playing here, playing there, God can't have all of you. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. And when I did this, I saw somebody dead. I saw a coffin. I thought it's a matter of time you will be in the world. Because for many of you, if Satan gets you, he will actually kill you. Give your all. That's why we sing, all to Jesus. All. All my friends are born again. I was in the central region yesterday for a funeral. A friend whose father died. And when I went, I saw my very good friend. I talk about a friend whose shoes I was wearing when I was in Form 1. I was so poor, I couldn't afford sandals. And his feet were big. But I was wearing it. I was wearing his shirt. He came. We were a group of friends. Our name was Benbow Inn. Benbow's, Treasure Island. R.L. Stevenson. And B-E-N-B-O-W. That is all of our... B was somebody's name. E was somebody's name. I was E. N was someone. Another B. O. One is in Canada. One is, we can't find another one. Benbow Inn. When I got born again, I realized I didn't fit. I didn't fit. Because they were discussing Holy Child, Big Apple, this, that. And I was with them doing it. But now I'm born again. I don't talk no Big Apple. I don't talk no Agre Akajis. I don't talk no Holy Co Girls. No. Now I talk SU meeting, fasting, prayer, the work of God. So I couldn't be with them. We still relate. But we can't sit in one room for more than 5 minutes. I don't know what you're going to talk about. I came out. Anybody here? Today, I've preached one of the most important messages to you. If you want to have Holy Spirit, that thing you are calling Holy Ghost is just sexy feelings you've been having. There is no Holy Ghost in you. The feelings you have is just good. Some of them is malaria feelings, which can like those chill. You have not, you are dry. Your inability to make U-turns disqualifies you from Holy Ghost. I was hungry. I took her money. I'll go and say sorry to her. And I'll tell, I won't take money again. We are all fighting. So join the fight well. Live it well. Live it. Stop what you are doing. Live it well. Take up the fight. It's a good fight. It's a good fight. Fight it. Fight it. Fight to push that boy away. Fight to separate yourself from those friends. fight to be baptized in your church. Join the church. I mean, to be sitting here, you are not in any group in the church. I doubt whether you are born again. At least, I'm convinced you're not a member of this church. I'm convinced you're not a member of this church. And it's very likely I'm right. Be baptized means be in it fully. Type it. I'm in it fully. Type it quickly. I am in it fully. Be in it fully. Give your all to it. Give your energy, your time, your emotions. Be in it fully. Repent and be baptized. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Anybody who is just hanging around as a loose end, just around, just you've made the church the emblem of your Christianity. You just come, you go. You are not in it fully. You won't join a group. You won't join to work. You won't join to build. You won't join to do something. You are just around. I'm saying to you that you are in danger of ending up at the base. And I told you, those at the base, in a matter of time, they go back to where they came from because they are at the same level. 1 Corinthians 3:1, the same level. But you are rising. You are climbing. Soon, your hands will be lifted. I made it to the top.
Yes.
Stand to your feet. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and ask the Lord for the grace to repent. Is there something you are doing?
Lord,
that God says you must stop.
Grace to repent.
And you are persistent.
Grace.
Lift your hands and pray.
Grace.
And ask the Lord.
Yes.
Lift your hands and pray.
The grace repent.
Online,
God.
Pray.
You've
come to church this afternoon. No? You are angry. Meanwhile, you can spend 18 hours watching a series. Lift your hands
repent.
And pray.
Oh, padivini makapalaba, revedo kashadi mekapani manako sepelida. Grace to repent, O God, man divina, the power, O God, mashafinima, legedeto shapani pekete.
I want to see your hands lifted up, and you are calling on God. Lord, I repent.
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 Lord, I'm sorry.
Lord, I'm sorry.
Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
Lift your hands and pray.
Padakato shapelini manamakatose.
Lift your hands.
Lord, I repent.
I want to put my hands and pray on anybody who needs the grace to repent from something. If you are here, you want to repent from something, come to the front. I'm going to pray for you right now. Quickly. Give me the oil. Give me the oil. When I lay my hands on you, you go. I'm transmitting power.
The grace of
yes.
God.
Go.
Repent. Makaba.
Go.
Oh,
yes.
Power to
power.
Repent. Power to repent.
Repentance.
In the name of Jesus.
Repentance.
In the name of
repentance.
Jesus.
Repentance. Repentance. Repentance.
Repentance.
Repentance.
Yes.
Come.
Come. Grace to repent.
Stop it and turn around.
Yes.
Stop it and turn around.
Yes.
When my hand touches you, power will be given to you.
Power to repent. Le pakatoshe, le palaba, mandele boshe.
And go back praying. Go back and pray. Pray.
Rapalaboshe. Rapalaboshe. Mantayaba kedeboshe. Ala padini kapadi mona.
Oh yes.
Impele debe. Impele debe. Impele debe. Impele debe.
No more.
Rapadoshe. Rapadoshe.
No more.
Rapadoshe. Impala daba, rakata yanona, impala bush, repayaba, grace to repent, power to repent, power to turn around. Le kaboshe, le payaba, impaladoshe, le palaba, impaladoshe, le peladoshe, rapada, lapaba, impaladoshe, yeka payaba, yepaba. Power, Le Padusha, Impalaba, Yepelidus, Rakataba, Impelanaba, Yepatos, Andilebe,
Rapadus,
Alla Padutaba,
Turn around,
Yepelayababa, Impelados, Arapadiba, Rapelebe, Power. Kadirosha, Imperedebosha, Rakata, Imparosha, Rabalabe, Mandini Mona, Rapadabosha, Power to Repent, Lekabadosha, Mandikatos, Rapanima, Lekaninama, Lekadosha, Rapa. Mandebosha, you are coming out.
Yes.
By the power
coming out
of the Holy Ghost. You are
coming
breaking
out
free.
Go.
You are coming out.
Go.
Allah Paninosha.
Go.
Power
go
to break free.
Go.
Power to repent.
Mandilebosha.
Receive
go
the power.
Go.
Receive
go
the
go
grace
go
to repent. To break free. To come out. Ah, Panini Makala. Allah Payaba. Randini Mone, clap your hands and pray. Lord, give me the grace, power to repent. La Paninikose, Repaninama, Ye Paduse, power to repent. The grace of God, Rapinima, Ye Panima, Lapada, Rapa, in the name of Jesus, receive power to come out, to come out, Antipada, Ye Panimanama, Impalababa, Ye Penimanama, Ye Peteyebe, Arapanina, Ye Pakatosh, Andini Mona, Ye Padadosh, Power, Mandileda, Rapanimanama, Ye Peteyebe, Ye Panimona, Alapadia. Alakatosh,
no.
Mandiba.
Oh, yes. It's happening to you.
Yes.
You are getting it.
Power.
I'm telling you, you are getting
repent
it. Repent. Repent.
Mandalaba.
Repent. Turn around.
Yes.
My God. My God. Yes.
Power to turn around. Power to turn around.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Allah Panino.
Yes.
Rapanina. Receive power.
Oh, yes.
Lepaninos.
Yes.
Impaladaba.
Yes.
Andipia.
Hey. Oh, yes.
Rapanina. Rapaninama.
It's over.
Rapaninama. Rapaninama. Yepelebosha. Yepelebosha. Power to repent and deeper yekata apadiria legededea impada arapadikus impalaba rabadimana impalada power grace to repent.
repent in the name of Jesus. Repanini Muna, Rapanina, 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 Yepanusha, Alakata, Antile Patosha, Impaladaba, Lagadaba, Arapatusha, Ampalakata, Impede, Apatusha, Lepakata, Ampeladaba, Power, 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 Power to come out. Power to break free, power to repent. Hey, Andipados, Allah Padinia, Elegadabanini Mose, Impaladaba, Yepatusha, Impaladaba, Lagadabea, Ampeninicote, Allah Padidimone, Anteyade. Chani Mapadosha, Apadusa, 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 Impaladaba, Legadabidia, Abrekata, Yapadush, Impada, Rapania, Ragadabe, Arapa, power, 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 to repent.
Anybody, I have put my hands on. If I put my hand on you, it means you came forward here. I want you to come to Reverend Lester. No, Reverend Akins. Reggie, please take some envelopes and bring them along. I want you to come and take an envelope and plant a seed to seal the repentance. Write on the envelope, repentance. Repentance. God will tell you how much to sow. No matter who you are, if I put my hand on you, come back. Please, wait, let me oil the envelopes. I need more envelopes.
More envelopes.
When they come, when the envelopes come, look for me. No, no, please. LP Susan. Yes, please pour the oil. Yes, please stand here and also be sharing the envelopes.
Yes.
Repentance. When I put my hand on you, go and get your envelope. Write on it, repentance. Yes. Make a sacrifice towards your repentance. Otherwise, that demon will come back.
Revedebe mantani mo kepetosa lebededo shinima lekapa.
LP Sandra, come. Mandele bedi kada dosha. And get some envelopes.
Lebedebe mantoni ma lepatosa lekapa.
God is showing mercy.
Power to repent. Mandele bedi.
You must climb.
Kadosha.
And the machine that helps you climb is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And He will never come to you if you are not somebody who has a habit of repenting.
Go.
Repentance. No more of this nonsense. I must climb.
Yes.
My place is at the top.
Yes.
And how will I get there? The machine I need to go. I've been disqualified from getting the machine. So I'm at the base with the babes.
No. Rapani Mokapanebe, Rapadabasha Pani Manama, Reman Delepe Catoli Bini Moshe, Rapanima katayaba, repelima nama, zedima, repeli katayaba, mandili patoshe, impaladaba katoshe nima, repeli viniba katayaba, mantonima, zendili pakato, arapade satayaba.
Write on the envelope, repentance.
Katonima.
Anybody who doesn't repent cannot have God.
You are deceiving yourself.
Stand
to your feet.
Alibinima Kalibelebosha.
Something is happening in this church. Something is happening in this church. Something is happening here. Watch it carefully. Every eye closed and every head bowed. I'm going to say, Pastor. What a message. I want to receive Jesus Christ today. The fooling is over. The games are over.
Yes.
Today, I want to surrender to Jesus. If you are here like that, just lift your hand. Yes, lift it high. You want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Lift it high, high. Yes, let your head be above. Let your hand be above your head. Lift it high. Lift it high. I can't see your hand. Yes, I see your hand. If your hand is lifted up, I want you to come to me here right now. Come. Come. It's your day.
I belong to you.
It's your day.
I belong.
It's your day.
Oh Lord, I belong to you.
It's your day.
I belong to you.
It's your day.
Oh Lord, to
you. Lift your hands. And say this prayer after me. And the whole church will join. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I'm sorry for my sins.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
Today.
Today.
I repent.
I repent.
I turn around.
I turn around.
I receive your grace.
I receive your grace.
To live as a Christian.
To live as a Christian.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
I'm dirty.
I'm dirty.
I'm very dirty.
I'm very dirty.
I need you, Holy Spirit.
I need you, Holy Spirit.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Fill me.
Fill me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
My Master.
My Master.
My Savior.
My Savior.
I thank you.
I thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Say, I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm at the base.
I'm at the base
of the mountain.
Of the mountain.
Say, I'm at the base.
I'm at the base
of the mountain.
Of the mountain.
I'll start climbing.
I'll start climbing.
I'll start climbing.
I'll start climbing.
I will never remain.
I will never remain
at the bottom.
At the bottom.
I'm going up.
I'm going up.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord,
for my salvation.
For my salvation.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You see, our pastors, we are going to help you to climb. They will teach you. They will pray with you. They will even be your friend. Please go to them right now. Go to them right now. And let's welcome Reverend Lester. Clap your hands.
Oh, your hand clap can be better and louder. After such an experience, this cannot be the attitude and the response. Power has been deposited. And you can celebrate God. You can show your appreciation to God for His kindness. And I want us to celebrate this very beautiful gift God has used to minister to us. Bishop, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. Oh, your hand clap can be better as we welcome our service pastor, Reverend Albert Sylvester Akins.
So if you brought your communion, kindly take your communion now. You can lift up your bread. We've just had a message about power to climb the mountain. And Jesus said that we eat this bread, we are eating his body. The body is the body of Christ, that is the church. By eating this bread, you receive power to climb that mountain to the top.
Amen.
Because we're made to understand that that is where the church of God is, at the very top of the mountain. The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
For power to climb the mountain to the top.
Power to climb the mountain to the top.
You may eat it. And now lift up the wine, your cup. Bible makes us to understand that the life of a person is in the blood. As we drink this blood, which is the blood of Jesus, we assume all the properties, the characteristics that were in Jesus Christ, so that we will manifest the sonship that has been bestowed upon us. Power to become sons of God. We may drink the wine. Let's take our seats.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.